Great Scott. It's time for the Geek News with J-Stu and K-Stu.
News team, assemble!
Hey, everybody. This is J-Stu, and welcome to this week's Geek News. I'm here with the lovely K-Stu.
Hello, I'm here. I'm lovely.
And we're great. We're pleased to be back. We've both not been feeling great the last couple of weeks, so...
You didn't want me here reading the news.
Nah.
I don't even sound 100% yet.
We've got a lot of news to catch up on. Some major things have been going on. I'm going to let Kath start things.
Okay, so Kick-Ass has joined the Avengers. Actually, it's Kick-Ass star Aaron Taylor Johnson, who will play Quicksilver in the upcoming film Avengers Age of Ultron. Taylor Johnson took the role after ensuring that filming would not overlap with the publicity tour for his other blockbuster film, a remake of Godzilla. The 23-year-old will be the second actor in less than a year to play Quicksilver, clearly a role in high demand.
Yeah.
Evan Peters won the role in Bryan Singer's X-Men Days of Future Past.
We talked about this a little earlier in the year. Quicksilver is one of those characters that Marvel and Fox could use because he was an Avenger and he was an X-Men. Would have been cool if they could have used the same actor to have a little bit of tie-in.
Yeah.
Funny thing is, the guy playing him in the X-Men movie was in Kick-Ass. He was his other buddy that wasn't Clark Duke.
Also from American Horror Story.
That's right. That's right. And, yeah, character in high demand. Seriously, Quicksilver? He's not a good character. He's not. I can't believe this is a character that people were concerned were being used by both companies. Seriously, a year ago, who gave a crap about Quicksilver?
Yeah.
But that's interesting. It's interesting. I don't really have anything else to say on that. Quicksilver.
Quicksilver's
going to be in the movies twice before The Flash is in any movies.
Yep.
Oh, goodness me. In happy casting news, 20th Century Fox has announced that Hugh Jackman will be back for a direct sequel to The Wolverine, marking his third solo Wolverine movie. Jackman will return along with director James Mangold, who is also writing the project. Lauren Shuler Donner, who has produced every X-Men movie so far, will stay with the franchise. I didn't know this, but The Wolverine was actually the second highest grossing of the franchise worldwide this past year. Jackman revealed this week that he recently spoke to Mangold about the sequel. He said, "I was on the phone with Jim Mangold last night. There are some really cool ideas that I'm dying to tell you about, but that would be giving away a secret that is not even fully formed yet."
Oh.
So, I'm excited because Hugh Jackman was kind of sounding like Days of Future Past was going to be his last Wolverine outing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Why not? He's young still. He's in good shape. There's no way they're ever going to replace him in an X-Men movie. No way.
They can't.
He's my age, so that's not terribly old. But that's great news for me, man. The Wolverine definitely has been my favorite movie so far this year, and I'm looking so forward to X-Men Days of Future Past. Gotta admit, I kind of maybe squeed a little bit when I saw that on the news.
You squeed.
I did. So thanks for sticking with the franchise, Hugh Jackman. Maybe when you're an old man, you could finish the Wolverine series by playing Old Man Logan, which was Wolverine in the future when he was real old. By the way, that'll be his eighth time playing Wolverine, which would tie Leonard Nimoy for most appearances by a character in the movies.
Huh.
Interesting.
Well, also interesting, AMC is bringing back The Walking Dead for a fifth season. Charlie Collier, AMC's president, said, "We are very happy to make what has to be one of the most anticlimactic renewal announcements ever. The Walking Dead is renewed for a fifth season."
That's fantastic.
Scott Gimple will remain as the series showrunner for season 5. And the season 4 premiere earlier this month broke viewership records for the series and became the biggest non-sports telecast in cable history.
That's fantastic.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Insane.
Yeah, so no surprise it's coming back.
No.
And I think they're going to start working on the other Walking Dead series that AMC is going to be putting on, which apparently is going to be talking about another group of survivors, but at the earlier days of the zombie apocalypse. So, in do we even care any more news?
Nope.
No, exactly. You don't even know the story yet. Fox has announced that Independence Day 2 will now open on July 1st, 2016, which would be the 20th anniversary of the first film. It was originally scheduled to go up against the new Terminator movie on July 3rd, 2015. So this also might have been done to free up the schedule for Will Smith.
Hmm.
Do we even care? This?
No.
I don't. Our good friend Ryan said yesterday, maybe if the sequel would have come out, I don't know, 2 or 3 years after the first one?
20 years.
So the aliens were lazy and didn't want to attack
for 20
years?
They weren't even in the first one.
Hilarious. What else do you have for us?
What else do I have? The next CW series based on a character from DC Comics has been revealed. The series featuring Hourman has been commissioned. Yes. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Hourman will focus on a brilliant yet troubled pharmaceutical analyst who discovers that the visions that have plagued him since childhood are actually glimpses of tragic events occurring 1 hour in the future. In the comics, the original Hourman, biochemist Rex Tyler, discovered a drug called Miraclo. Which allowed him to experience superhuman strength and speed for 1 hour before subsiding.
Now, I'm happy because you posted this story on our page. You were so excited. We've talked about this before, that the first comic you ever read that I had laying around the house when we were dating was Hourman.
Yeah.
Which, the version we read was the android Hourman, who
yeah.
hung around Snapper Carr. But the Hourman they're talking about on the TV show would show up once in a while in it as well. So I'm excited. I used to read about him in the Justice Society when I was a kid. An odd choice for a TV show now, though, I think.
Yeah. But that's okay.
That's cool. It's all right. So this came out a couple weeks ago, but we should talk about this. And there was more news about it this week. Marvel is creating 4 live-action superhero series and an Avengers-style special event that will all air exclusively on Netflix beginning in 2015. The first of the TV series will focus on Daredevil, while the following series will star Jessica Jones, Iron Fist, and Luke Cage. At least 13 episodes of each series will be produced, and they'll eventually all come together for a special event. For Netflix, that event will be a miniseries called The Defenders. So much like the Avengers in the movies, where all the solo movies led up to that team, the same will happen on the TV show. This week, Cabin in the Woods director and co-writer Drew Goddard, it was announced he'll be writing the Daredevil series. And Twilight screenwriter Melissa Rosenberg has been named as writer and executive producer of Jessica Jones. So, what do you think about this announcement? You're a big Netflix watcher.
I am very excited about this. I'm excited. I like when they put out, like, whole seasons of things at a time. Like, when they did all of the Arrested Development at one time. I'm really into, like, binge watching. So, I finished that, like... I'm not as bad as some people. Like, it didn't take me a day to finish it. It took me about a week. But I like that I didn't have to wait. I'm very impatient.
Yeah, when I read that announcement, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, so I like that they're oversaturating the market with Marvel. I'm a DC girl at heart, but yeah. Marvel knows how to do live action.
Yeah.
For sure. So I'm super psyched.
Yeah, I know you're a big Daredevil fan, and you're not too familiar with the other characters, but it'd be a great way for you to find out about them.
Love Daredevil. Jessica Jones, I was a little bit into one of the series at one point. There was a or was it in the Ultimate Universe, maybe?
Maybe. She's got superpowers. She doesn't really use them. She was a detective in the Marvel Universe.
Yeah, maybe it was the Ultimate Universe that I was reading.
She's actually married to Luke Cage in the comics as well.
Yeah, none of that was happening in whatever I read. Okay. So I'm excited about that. I like girl superhero stories.
I can't wait till they start announcing some casting for these things, especially Daredevil.
Yeah.
And I guess it'd be sort of, they wouldn't have to, they could keep swearing in it, I guess.
Yeah.
Right? It wouldn't have to be PG, I guess, if it's on Netflix.
Right.
So that's pretty decent. They could have some great battles between Daredevil and Bullseye.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
So, yeah, should be good.
So, they'll start coming out in 2015.
Yay! You mean next week, right? You meant to say next week.
I wish.
So, speaking of 2015, a release date has been set for Star Wars Episode 7. It will hit theaters December 18th, 2015. This marks the first time that a Star Wars film won't be released in May. And the announcement comes just 2 weeks after it was revealed that director J.J. Abrams and Empire Strikes Back writer Lawrence Kasdan would be taking over writing duties on the film from the original writer Michael Arndt.
This is a smart move. They're going to need time to work on it because they're not even going to start filming it till next year. They haven't cast anybody. Bad news that they had to start rewriting the script. I could care less. It's coming out at Christmas time. I know I've read a lot of comments from people that it's not right. It should be coming out in May like the other ones. There's no competition in December. If you've seen some of the list of movies that are out in the summer of 2015, it's crazy.
Yeah.
You got the Avengers. I'm drawing a blank. Ant-Man. Godzilla.
New stuff on Netflix.
Avengers 2 comes out that month as well, May of 2015. There's no way Disney's going to put up another gigantic property they own against it, right?
I wouldn't think so.
And then I laughed because they announced Mission Impossible 5 is going to be released a week after Star Wars Episode 7. I don't think that's a smart move. But that's exciting, and it makes sense for that to be a holiday movie, I think. And I screw the haters. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, you are.
I want to see an old Han Solo.
Who doesn't?
All right. And since I am the defender of Ben Affleck, I think it's only fair I close my segment of the news with this story. Kevin Smith has seen Ben Affleck in his Batman suit. On his weekly podcast, Hollywood Babylon, with Ralph Garman and Kevin Smith, Smith let slip some information about the new costume for Batman in the upcoming Superman vs. Batman movie. He told his co-host and audiences that backstage director Zack Snyder showed him a picture of the costume. Kevin Smith stated, "I saw the costume. More than that, I saw Ben Affleck in the costume. I don't want to give away anything, because that is up to them and stuff. But I'm going to say this. I instantly bear-hugged him. You have not seen this costume in a film before, because every other movie has done him Matrix-y black armor thing. There wasn't a single nipple on this effing suit, man. I think everyone is going to be like, holy shit, we haven't been down this path before."
Nice.
That gives me real huge hope. In my mind, I'm picturing like a Dark Knight Returns kind of suit from the Frank Miller graphic novel, which I think would suit Affleck great.
Yeah.
So this is the first time we're not going to see, like, the black costume that's been in every movie since Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
You know what? Stuff like this is actually making me excited for the Man of Steel sequel. Because the more I think about it, Man of Steel was not a good movie.
It was not.
And it I hate to say that, but it's true. So... Excuse me. I can't wait till they post a picture of Affleck in the suit. I can't wait to see it. Now, there's rumors going around that there might be Nightwing in the movie as well. So, should be good.
Should be.
You got anything else?
I do not.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We will be back with this week's box office as well as this week's geek birthdays. So stick around, folks.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Mostly Comics has been serving the Niagara region for over 30 years. The store sells a variety of comics and entertainment-related products, including graphic novels, toys, and collectibles. Mostly also purchases rare comics upon appraisal. Visit Kim and the Gang at 413 St. Paul Street in St. Catharines, or check out their website at www.mostlycomics.com.
All right, we're back with this week's Geek News. And now for your listening pleasure, Casey will hit us up with the box office.
Well, number one this week almost didn't happen, by the way.
Oh, I read about this on Friday, and it scared me.
Yeah, so Thor was a repeat. Still number one, made $38.5 million this week. $147 million overall, domestically.
I think it's $500 million globally?
I don't know. I don't have that information.
Okay.
That's crazy. Now, the number two movie, it was The Best Man Holiday with $30.6 million. Which I guess took Friday.
Yeah.
So it looked like it was going to upset the weekend and knock Thor out. But
no, fear not. Thor's going to be number one for 2 weeks because it's going to be number two next week when The Hunger Games is out.
Oh, for sure. So then number three was Las Vegas. Number four, Freebirds, which I just love the tagline, the number one turkey movie of all time.
That's great.
Or the best turkey movie of all time. Number five is Jackass Presents Bad Grandpa. I'm surprised that's still as high as it is in the ratings.
Yeah, for sure.
Number six, Gravity. Number seven, Ender's Game. Number eight, 12 Years a Slave, which I just found out Kellen, what's his name, from Saturday Night Live is in that.
Taron Killam. And he was the main bad guy in The Heat.
Yeah. So I might have to see 12 Years a Slave.
Wow.
No. Number nine, Captain Phillips. Number 10, About Time, which I want to see so bad. It's a Rachel McAdams time travel love story. I know I've already seen it, but it was called The Time Traveler's Wife. But I want to see it so bad. Number 11, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2. And number 12, Dallas Buyers Club.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I prediction next week, Hunger Games is going to, like, take it all?
I don't know. It's kind of quiet. There hasn't been a lot of...
No one cares.
They really don't. There hasn't been a lot of publicity really? About it.
Because I'm going to go on record as saying it's going... By the end of the year, it will be the number two movie of the year behind Iron Man 3.
We'll see.
We'll see. All right, in geek birthdays, celebrating a birthday this week, on November 18th, we have Stephen Moffat, who, of course, is the executive producer of Doctor Who.
Yeah.
We also have Jameson Parker from Simon & Simon.
Not Parker Stevenson.
A guy who makes us laugh, Damon Wayans Jr.,
who's on
New Girl currently.
He's reprising his role as coach.
Yep. Did such a good job a couple weeks ago that they've decided to keep him on for the rest of the season.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I love it.
Yeah, he's been good so far. And last but not least, on the 18th, is Dennis Haskins. You might know him better as Mr. Belding from Saved by the Bell.
Yes, I do.
And he's put on a little bit of weight. On November 19th, we have, I'm going to mention her because she's in the star of one of your favorite movies of all time, Meg Ryan. And that's it for November 19th. On November 20th, we have Joshua Gomez. Please tell me you remember who Joshua Gomez was.
Joshua Gomez?
He's been off the air for like a year.
A year?
Yeah.
No clue.
Morgan Grimes from Chuck.
Oh, damn it.
Also, Ming-Na Wen, who's currently on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And Joel McHale. From The Soup and Community and Spider-Man 2. On November 21st, we have Harold Ramis, brilliant screenwriter, also a Ghostbuster. On the 22nd, we have a couple Avengers, Mark Ruffalo and Scarlett Johansson, and Jamie Lee Curtis, who I used to have a crush on. On November 23rd, we have for Kath, I guess she's a pop icon, Miley Cyrus.
Sorry, I like the new album.
Actually, it's like an all case to birthday day. We also have Maxwell Caulfield. Wasn't he Rexy You're So Sexy from Empire Records?
He was also in Grease too, yes.
And Chris Hardwick, who is on The Talking Dead, funny comedian. I mention this every time I read his IMDb, but he was the voice of Green Arrow on the Batman cartoon. And ending the week on November 21st, happy birthday to Dwight Schultz, who played Murdoch on the A-Team. Also to Scott Krinsky. Tell me you know who he is. He was also from Chuck. He was Jeff from Jeffster. And Stephen Merchant, Ricky Gervais' writing partner. That's this week's Geek Birthdays. We're going to take one last quick break, and when we come back, we've got this week's Geek Calendar, which the lovely Casey will run by you and tell you what to buy, read, and watch. So be right back.
Stay tuned, loyal listeners. There's more We Got the Geek still to come.
Kristen Hunter is a Canadian artist specializing in polymer clay creations. Kristen is a geek at heart, and most of her creations are nerd-themed. She makes everything from Captain America earrings to video game-inspired necklaces and everything else in between. Check out Kristen's amazing work at www.wasabeads.com or visit her Facebook group, Wasabeads Custom Creations.
And welcome back. Now here is K-Stew to give you this week's Geek Calendar. So why don't you take it away, K-Stew?
All right. Tuesday, November 19th, we have the new DVD and Blu-ray day. We have Star Trek, The Next Generation, Season 5 on Blu-ray. The movie Planes, the sequel to Cars.
With Dane Cook.
With the voice of Dane Cook. The World's End, which was the Simon Pegg pub crawl movie.
Yep, it'll also be available in a box set with Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz, which I'm looking forward to that movie.
We're the Millers.
Funny movie.
With Jennifer Aniston and...
Jason Sudeikis.
Thank you, that's his name.
Great movie.
Really funny. Paranoia.
That was the Harrison Ford movie, the lowest debut of his whole career. It bombed. It's already on DVD.
Harrison Ford's bomb.
And Sawyer.
Lost Girl Season 3 is on DVD. The To-Do List, which I'm also dying to see.
Want to see that? Aubrey Plaza, Bill Hader.
Good enough. Night of the Comet, the Collector's Edition. Really? Who's collecting that? Doctor Who, The Tenth Planet, featuring the first Doctor, William Hartnell. So those are all coming out on Tuesday. And then Wednesday we have New Comic Book Day. What do you got for us, J-Stew?
Well, I have a few here we can mention. This makes me laugh. Scooby-Doo Team-Up, Issue 1. So DC is going to pair Scooby-Doo up with one of their superhero characters in every issue. And in the first issue, he's with Batman and Robin. We have Red Hood and the Outlaws, Issue 25. One that I think we're going to check out, Harley Quinn, Issue 0.
Yeah.
I believe Amanda Connor is the writer of that. Fan of her work. Issue 5 of Batman 66. The comic based on the Adam West TV series. Superior Spider-Man Annual 1. And in all the ads for it is, this annual actually matters and ties into the main story. Usually the annuals are just a throwaway story of the year. And then the other one I have listed here, I know we're dying to read. No pun intended. The Afterlife with Archie issue 2.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
So those are the comics I have available here to talk about. I'm sure there's more, but race out there to your local comic book stores and help them out.
Please do. And then Friday, November 22nd, in theaters, as Jay mentioned, The Hunger Games Catching Fire. I'll be going the evening of Thursday, the 21st.
You've only been waiting over a year to see this?
Yep, only over a year. And you will go see it. I know you will. I'm going with the girls I went with last year to see the midnight showing.
I'm actually looking forward to seeing it whenever I get to see it.
So I'm very, very excited to see The Hunger Games. I think I'm more excited to see it because I don't really remember that much about the books. 'Cause it's been over a year since I've read the books.
Yeah.
like, I see stuff in the preview and I'm like, oh yeah. So it's all going to be new and fascinating to me. Which I'm kind of excited because when I came out of the first one, it was like, well, they didn't do this like the books. They didn't do this like the books. I'm not going to be able to do that this time because I'm not going to remember what they did in the books. So that's kind of exciting.
That's cool.
It's going to be an all new movie to me.
It's going
to
be cool.
And then also on the calendar this week, Saturday, November 23rd, couple big things happening that day. So first off, on the Space Channel and other channels around the world, will be the world premiere of The Day of the Doctor, the 50th anniversary episode of Doctor Who, featuring Matt Smith and David Tennant and John Hurt. So it's being touted as Doctor Who Day.
So exciting.
Indeed. So we're very excited about that. We're going to go see it at Ryan's.
And this is the first of two final appearances by Matt Smith this year before he regenerates.
Yeah. So
I'm going to be sad to see him go. It's going to be great. Thank you to Ryan for inviting us to watch it on a big screen TV.
Yep.
That's going to be sweet.
So, so looking forward to it. I've been staying away from the trailers just so I can get surprised by things.
We did both watch the mini episode, kind of the prequel to it, which featured Doctor Number 8.
Yeah.
Which I was blown away by.
Yeah.
I loved it. I'm going to watch it again before Saturday.
Cool. And then also on Saturday, November 23rd, Mostly Comics in St. Catharines is having a big, huge sale to celebrate their recent renovations. You may remember that they had flood damage last year.
Yeah.
When a water main broke in downtown. And it's been how many thousands of years since they've renovated? They painted like 10 years ago.
Yeah, the store's been around over 30 years.
Yeah.
It was Len's Odds and Ends back in the 80s. Kim took over the store 1999, I think. 2000?
2000.
And they've been really good to us over the years. So I want to do my best to support them. So definitely check this out.
Yep, so they're going to have lots of great deals. The mayor will also be there with a ribbon-cutting ceremony, I believe, at like 10:30 or something like that.
Yeah.
They're also going to have artists John Balmer and Christopher Gow will be there. And the We Got the Geek Gang will also be there doing the podcast and the dice game that we've played on other events.
Very excited to help
so them. It's at 413 St. Paul Street, as if you didn't know, from 10:30 till 5. So please come out, support your local store. They're supporting you by giving you these awesome deals. For those of you who've been in the store before, you know that Kim is a huge Hulk fan to begin with. Kim has two Hulk statues, one that lives at his house and one that lives at his store. And the Hulk statue's been there for years now.
Yeah, there's only five of these statues in North America.
And Kim has two.
yeah.
His mother even made Hulk a Santa hat.
Yeah.
So there's a Hulk-sized Santa hat that comes out for the holidays. Well, they've gone one better. Instead of just walking into a store that has a huge Hulk at the front of the store, there is now a huge mural behind the Hulk looking like the first appearance of Hulk comic book. So you can get your picture taken in front of the mural and stuff like that. It, really cool. It just makes it look 3D.
Oh, it looks fantastic. The store's coming along great, too.
Yep, they were still doing some last-minute details on it. It's just, it looks like a whole new store now, which is good. So come on down and check it out. It's going to be a great time.
There's going to be cosplayers there.
There's going to be cosplayers there. We're going to be there, so why wouldn't you want to come down?
Yeah, I think some of the 501st guys are going to be there.
Come see the artists. Like I said, John Balmer's going to be there. He'll be working on his art stuff and the podcast stuff, because he does a little bit of both.
Ryan will be there.
Ryan will be there, hopefully taking pictures and stuff for us. Chris Yao's going to be there. He's going to have a reprint of his book, Fontkin, available. I'm finally getting my hands on a copy after all this time. It's going to be fun. Cake? I think somebody said cake.
Cosplayers galore.
Cake from The Cakery, by the way. It's going to be awesome. So we'll see you all there.
Definitely. So I believe that's it for the geek calendar.
That is all. And then J. Stu took a nap.
Just about. All right. Well, thanks for listening to this week's Geek News. And on a personal note, thanks to K-Stu for all the help with the segments this weekend. And we'll see you next time here. So live long and prosper and all that other good stuff. Take care. Something.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.